Hi everyone, we're the Sherpa sisters from Malaysia. Azimah, Amna, and me, Aisha, hosts of the My English Matters podcast. After spending 8 years in the UK as children, we know the importance of mastering a second language. So we created MyEnglishMatters.com as a platform to help second language learners learn to speak, write, and communicate in English with confidence through our online courses, classes, and workshops. To join our free course called Speaking with Confidence and get the latest updates about our programs, subscribe to our email list at MyEnglishMatters.com. And now, without further ado, let's get started.
Hello there! Today's episode is dedicated to a good friend of mine who's about to host a workshop. It's also dedicated to you if you're just about to hold a sort of presentation or a training or a program where you have to make your content lively, interactive, engaging to your audience. So I have lots of tips today, 5, so I hope you take notes and let's get started, shall we? Tip number one is, it's got to do with language, which is to vary your sentences. So I always tell our students to speak in simple sentences, meaning that don't make it long and don't ramble on. So you want to keep your sentences short and concise, but also at the same time, there needs to be an element of rhythm. So you need to have long sentences, and then you pause and you insert shorter sentences, etc. So varying your sentences means that the pattern doesn't become monotonous, right? So that's very important. So you have to pause at the right time, probably ask questions, and don't forget to be conversational. So what I mean by that is that when you're speaking, pretend that you're actually having a conversation with your audience. And I'll talk about relating to your audience after this, but think of it this way, pretend that you're having a dialogue with them. So you honestly need to know who's sitting there, who's watching you, who's paying attention, and just have a dialogue, even though it's you speaking. So you have to have this way of interacting with them so that they know that, you are actually speaking to them. Okay. This relates to my point number 2, which is to highlight interesting parts. So this is where you can actually point out where in your presentation is it amazing, wonderful, life-changing, transformative. So you have to say this. You have to say that by saying things like, this is interesting because, or let me tell you why it's amazing. Or I'll tell you why this thing, whatever, is important. So by telling them these are the points that are interesting, they'll pay more attention to you, right? And I think I've said this many times before, this is how teachers tell students that it's important. Not only that, they'll tell them, okay, this is going to come up in the exam. And they'll be like, oh yeah, that's when I'll pay attention. So, okay. Tip number 3, express your personality. Now, this is important. When I tell you that, you need to be a human being when presenting. So I'm not telling you to force yourself to suddenly be extroverted or suddenly be funny when you're not. But I am telling you to just be the best version of yourself, right? So be lively, insert a few personal incidents where relevant, personal stories where relevant, remember that, because this makes you look more relatable to the listeners. So even if your meeting or your content, excuse me, is very factual, you still need to insert your personality in them. You have to tell them, okay, this is the difficult part. I know it's hard. I know that you're going to struggle with this thing, whatever that you say. You acknowledge the human part of the facts that you're presenting. All right? Tip number 4 is to insert rhetorical and thought-provoking questions. So if you're wondering what's a rhetorical or thought-provoking question, rhetorical questions are questions that you ask your audience to answer in their mind. You're not asking them to really reply loudly, but they can answer in their mind or silently. And when you do this, you're actually inviting them to engage with your content. So here are some examples. You can write these examples down if you want to. Right. What would you do if you were, whatever, in the same scenario? Do you agree with me if I say that every challenge is an opportunity in disguise? Right, so when you throw out that question, it forces the audience to answer slowly in their mind, perhaps. Oh, here's another one. Have you ever wondered what sets successful leaders apart from the rest? Okay, even if they're not wondered, but if they're not wondering, it's okay. But you know, you're inviting them to think now. So you're just igniting some spark in their mind to answer those questions. And then you're the one answering that question, those questions. So this invites you to actually link the questions to the content as well. Okay. My last point is to read your audience's mind. So what I mean by this is, if you know that your audience is going to be quite uncomfortable with some of the points that you're going to say because it's something new, you know, you are asking them to do something that's out of their comfort zone, then you have to acknowledge that it's going to be quite difficult. So you can say, I know this is difficult for us all. I'm with you. The management is with you, etc. You can say that. Or if you know that there's a difficult part in your presentation which needs you to break the content down a bit more, break the parts down, then you can actually repeat yourself. You can say, let me repeat that again. You know, for those of you who need a bit more clarification, or you can say, let me give you another example. Let me drive this point home. You see? Other parts as well. If there are parts that's a bit boring, now I always tell people to skip the boring parts, but unfortunately, sometimes you are told by your boss to present some things that's a bit, you know, on the dull side, unfortunately, statistics, etc. You have to, and you can't avoid presenting those parts. So you can say, I know this is a bit heavy, so everybody let's grab a coffee, take a sip of coffee, let's take a bit of a break before I go down to the nitty-gritty of this, right? So nitty-gritty. So you can say all those kind of things as well. Well, maybe you are going to present something that's a bit sensitive, controversial perhaps, so you acknowledge that your audience is not going to be comfortable with that. So you can say, I know this is a bit sensitive, I know this topic is a little bit controversial. Yeah, you can say that. Those are the kind of things that show that you are sensitive and you're interacting with your content, and at the same time you're reading your audience's mind. So those are my 5 tips on presenting your content in an interactive and engaging way. Let me do a bit of recap. So number one, vary your sentences to create some pattern, some conversation with your audience. Don't just stick to long sentences in, you know, if you think that it's going to make you sound more academic that way. Remember, your listeners are listening, they're not reading through. If you're going to sound very scripted, you might as well give them your script. That's point one. Point two is to highlight interesting parts by saying, okay, this is interesting, this is important, pay attention to this part, right? Number three, express your personality, right? Be a bit more lively than usual. I know you feel nervous when we present. Doesn't mean that you should speak like a robot. It doesn't mean that you need to pretend that you're suddenly somebody else. Yes, still be professional, but also conversational and a friend, if possible, to the audience. You're not speaking like you're better than them. Just be yourself, be a human being, that's what I'm saying. Number four, insert rhetorical and thought-provoking questions to get them engaged with the content and to slowly ease into the issues. And number five, to read your audience's mind. So this is important. You have to think well ahead in advance what they can think about my points, which part's difficult, who's going to object to my points. Read your audience's mind and then address the issues. All right, so that's it from me, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me on our topic, how to present your content in an engaging and interactive way. And I'll see you in the next lesson. So with that, thank you very much. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the My English Matters podcast. Please make sure to click the subscribe button if you haven't yet and leave a review of this podcast if you like it. If you'd like to learn even more with us, then join our Members Monthly program where we hold monthly classes and speaking practice. For more info and to register, visit myenglishmatters.com/members.